Fitzgerald says he believes the 14 Democrats are getting more advice and support from the White House and from national union leaders than they are from their Wisconsin constituents. He says the debate over imposing strict limits on public employee bargaining rights has become less important than the 2012 presidential election.
This is about ties directly from the White House. I think if somehow the unions perceived that they would be weakened by this piece of legislation, that ultimately they could not deliver. In 2012 for President Obama, and we all know that Wisconsin is a targeted state, and there's a lot at risk right now.
But a spokesman for the state Democratic Party, Graham Zielinski, says the fight over bargaining rights is a local grassroots one. He says while support may be coming from national groups, the majority of those now calling for the recall of the governor and some Republican senators are Wisconsinites.
There are teachers from Hurley, iron workers from Shawano, nurses from La Crosse, and Trempealeau. These are people from all over Wisconsin who have rejected this. It's Scott Walker that's taking this out-of-town playbook and who looks to be setting himself up for some kind of 2012 vice presidential run or who knows what.
Zielinski says people circulating recall petitions for some Republican senators gathered 15% of the signatures they need over the weekend. Meanwhile, Senator Fitzgerald says Republicans are considering changing the rules for recall elections and allowing them only if an elected official has been found guilty of ethical or criminal misdeeds. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.